welcome back, and we're tracking down Ryan. A couple of things I want to expand on our nutraceuticals. What I'm doing is I'm, over the summer, putting up videos on all of the products and descriptions and also how they work with other nutraceuticals and our protocols. The couple of announcements. Firstly, I don't use just the hyperbaric oxygen of Summit to Sea now. We have a number of companies, so you need to contact me directly if you either want to rent or purchase a hyperbaric oxygen device. Secondly, I have other technologies that are coming down the line very soon. One of the ones that I strongly recommend that people get if they want to change your biophotonic harmonic resonant frequencies in their body is the Metapathia device. And I will set up a time payment program if you're a regular customer so that you can purchase it and get started. I can actually log on to TeamViewer 11, scan your body, and actually use this device from the Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Nesterov, and actually tell you which specific medical diagnoses you have, and if you want to get a conventional test, I can tell you what imaging studies, lab work, whether or not you need to see a surgeon or do other things, what alternative therapies, and we can even test the harmonic resonant effectiveness of not only medications but nutraceuticals with a testing device, and even do what's called metatherapy to actually fix the harmonic resonant frequencies to detox and stimulate your DNA to regenerate. Pretty amazing stuff. So we have the power of ones, oxygen Nutrameds, which we here have here at Nutramedical, the premier nutraceuticals on the planet, and we're always working to develop new ones and upgrade them. We just upgraded our formula for the prostate flow, which is now the most advanced premium formula on the planet by a large margin. It was unfortunate, yesterday we talked to a gentleman who was on Proscar, which is going to block dihydrotestosterone and have all kinds of nasty, nasty effects by his ignorant doctors. And you don't need that. You can take our prostate flow, you can take hormone synergy, you can take things like Nutra Defense, which has anhydrous catechin, polyphenol, and xenoestrogen detox to remove the xenoestrogen toxins that are going to cause prostatic swelling, and also a transformation of DNA that can increase the risk of prostate cancer. And by the way, there are conventional therapies that are reasonable. People say, how do you screen for prostate cancer? You do a free and combined PSA, not just a PSA. It'll tell you if it's a benign enlargement or malignant. And most people, by the way, have benign enlargement, not only have biotoxins or endocrine disruptors, and you can actually do red and white cell membrane or fat biopsy analysis with high-pressure chromatography or spectroscopy, nuclear spectroscopy, to actually get the signature of the actual biomolecule and endocrine disruptor. So when people say, I'm skeptical, Dr. Deagle, I don't believe you. If you want to spend a lot of money, I can spend your money and do the tests. Okay, so I'm an expert in all, not just some of these, all of these areas. Okay, so I'm one of the professors and teachers, and even if you see someone who's, quote, starting off and blown to one of the academies, they're in the junior level, I call the grammar school level. I'm well beyond PhD, okay, in this area. So if you want to get well, contact me. And by the way, I set it up as a ministry, so I will answer anybody's questions and even upgrade their protocol free. All you have to do is email me. Now, those people who are regular customers, they can get a call back. And if you're a real regular customer and you go through the gatekeeper of Michelle, because you can't buy your way even if you're a doctor, you get access to wellness conditions. Now, I'm making wellness condition videotapes. Those videotapes will be short, anywhere from 3 to 5 to 7 minutes, and they'll explain the basic core of the protocol and give you a kind of a verbal explanation. Those are going to be posted over on our pay-per-view over in Vimeo. So if you go to our Vimeo channel, you'll see a number of conditions pop up over the next 3 to 6 months. And you'll see a lot of updated conditions. As you see, if you have access to the wellness conditions, you'll see tons of new updates. And believe me, the science is advancing at an enormous pace. So a protocol I put 6 months or 2 years ago is dramatically being upgraded. Now, a lot of people want validation. They want to know, how can I test to prove that what I took worked? For give an example, MS. I just had an interesting discussion with a young man yesterday. And he's considering seeing a doctor in Chicago based on research done at the University of Western Ontario where they wipe out your immune system for MS and resurrect it with a bone marrow transplant. And it works, but it's dangerous as hell. If you have pre-existing heart disease, you'll have a heart attack and die. If you have a major superinfection, well, we wipe out your immune system and you're in reverse protection, but you pick up a bug anyway, you die. So it's dangerous, but it works. Now, I have alternatives to that that will work, but that don't put you through that danger. And you have to understand that that's really cool, which means we give you a malignant arrest, which shuts down the hexose monophosphate shunt. And when you shut down the hexose monophosphate shunt and the ketogenic diet, and you can augment it with mild hyperbaric, but just the ketogenic diet and the malignant arrest, and the DNA repair apoptogenic agents, full vitamin K2 and high-dose power C, malignant block, which is sulfuric glycosinolate, also present in ageless. Elagic acid from the terminology Bulia. This literally will repair DNA. It does two things. It'll reverse the genetic changes of precancer and cancerous changes and make cells that are already cancerous go through programmed cell death or apoptosis. But it also does things on the cell surface antigens of autoimmune disease. So not the underlying root of autoimmunity in cancer is identical. Isn't that weird? But it makes sense. So if we shut down the hexose modified phage shunt and get you on a ketogenic diet, that alone will cause dramatic changes in your cells and tissues so you no longer have an autoimmune disease. We also get rid of the stealth pathogens that are present in your body. We have a caller. I hope we have a really good question here. Nancy in California, can teeth be repaired via diet? Okay, Nancy, what, do you want to expand that question a bit?
Well, I went into the dentist, and he actually, I believe he purposely damaged my tooth. He ground right through the enamel down to the dentin, and I'm very distraught and would like to know if I can repair it through my diet.
Yeah, you can do it. Now, I ask you a couple of questions. I always like to teach by asking questions. It's the best way to bring people out of their paradigm. Is enamel and dentin, is it living tissue or dead?
It's living.
Right. So your enamel is constantly being renewed, and the crystal structural of enamel, it has a hardness index of 9. So it's actually just down from the hardness of a diamond. Isn't that interesting? It's pretty hard.
That is.
It is. Now, what do you need to make enamel? What nutrients do you need to make enamel?
I would imagine calcium, and I don't know what else.
Well, the first thing you need is you need a specific subtype of collagen that acts as a matrix to crystallize the enamel on. For bone, for example, in your lamellar bone of your long bones of your body, metaphysis, diaphysis, etc., you need type 29 collagen formed in the lamellae of little tubules. And the tubules, a little, if you want to call it like trowelers, I call the osteoblasts, lay down like a troweling expert laying concrete. They trowel out literally layer upon layer upon the collagen matrix of these little lamellar tubules and actually make your lamellar bone as layer upon layer on the collagen. Now, the enamel has a crystal structure that requires a 2-to-1 ratio of calcium-magnesium. It's called calcium-magnesium hydroxyapatite. You need also the bone-stimulating hormones, which are present in our bone generator. It's not just crystals. It's actually bone hormones. It actually has a type 29 collagen. And you need to have high-dose what's called minoquinone 7 or vitamin K2. You need also the things to stimulate regeneration of tissue. We have myco-D2, which is our oncomycin, not only to fight cancer, but to stimulate the ergothionine, which is the first receptor activated whenever you regenerate or build an organ. You need to take in, I would recommend Collagen Max, which is an orthosilicic stabilized collagen, silicon, that actually makes your triple the rate of the reaction called proline transhydroxylase to make new collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, and the polymer in your joints, and the polymer in your skin, and literally the fluid in your eyeballs that supports your eye circulation. Your eyes carry oxygen and nutrients in a form of hyaluronic acid polymer. If you use things to regenerate the teeth, you can use what we call resonant field therapy. So the first thing you do is you run the right nutrients. Resonant field therapy, you do a setting called NICO on the lumen photon. Pamela will be back on next week, but lumen setting number 3 will stimulate teeth and periodontal tissue regeneration. You can also use coenzyme Q10 liquid, the ubiquinol form, which is a water-soluble form, and what's called GastroHeal, which is zinc carnosine, to stimulate the tissues to regenerate. And the combination, as I say, of the formulas I'm going to give you, will help your body. If there's a chance to repair it, it'll gradually repair it, and it'll close in those areas that have been damaged by the destruction to your enamel.
How long does it take?
Months.
Would you guess?
It's going to take a number of months. I'm going to guess somewhere between 6 and 18 months. It's sped up if you use lumen photon therapy because you're going to stimulate the oxidative electron density and energy levels in the enamelocytes to make new enamel. So it's doable. There are also peptides that we have from the European Academy of Sciences that work in regenerating specific tissue by unwinding the controller genes. And I can obtain those as well from the doctors in Europe. And they actually regenerate specific organs, kidney, brain, teeth, whatever. And those specific peptides will turn on the genes to actually regenerate organs, including teeth.
Okay, so I know I didn't get everything written down that you said.
Don't have to. I got a photographic memory. You email me. I'll send you the protocol. I won't overwhelm you. I'll say level one is this, level two is that, level three is this, all the way up to stem cell transplant. So most people are going to respond to just the supplements like Collagen Max, Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, etc. And they don't need to go on to the others, and they just wait 6 months or whatever, and the enamel regenerates. You can add Lumen Photon, which I strongly recommend as a good secondary augmentation, but you don't have to do everything. Your teeth will gradually heal if you give them time and you provide the nutrients and don't have, you know, we call really acid foods that damage the enamel. There are certain foods that are not good for the enamel in your teeth anyway.
Like sugar, right?
Sugar and acid foods are bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is your email?
I just go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, and contact me there. The other email goes directly to me, but it's best to go through NutriMedical. That way it'll go, Michelle will get it because she'll bring it up on the show. Okay. These are common problems that you get damaged by, say, your diet and your activity, or malocclusion, or by a dentist that does something untoward like this. And it's issues that other people
maniacal.
Need to know about.
He did it on purpose. I could not. I walked out of there, looked at my tooth, and was distraught. It actually was two teeth. He just shaved them down.
Mm.
Pretty disgusting.
Well, I always recommend that people get a biological dentist, number one, knows materials.
He was a biological dentist.
You also have to make sure they're certified to be a properly certified.
Well, it's not that he wasn't proper or anything. I think he has issues. I think he has mental problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of dentists do. They're under high stress. They run a business that, to me, the business model of medicine and dentistry is wrong. You know, the ancient Cohens had a totally different type of business model where you got paid because you were the dentist or doctor. You didn't get the tithe wasn't for the church. It was for the Cohens that were the public health officers, the high priests, and the health professionals. The idea that you have to pay somebody insurance for when you're sick, and you have to actually pay massive copays, which may take your house when you need a major procedure done, is an obscenity. You know, I would go considerably farther than any socialist country with health care. You get rid of malpractice, get rid of state licensure. You have licensure by non-government bodies, and you allow lateral training so you can start off as an EMT firefighter and become a neurosurgeon if you certify. But it might take many years, and it may take you a lot of certifying training and going to special centers. We need to also make sure that people can develop new innovative ways of treating things that would be a fraction of the cost at home rather than doing expensive and dangerous things, and allows innovation so an innovative doctor doesn't get sanctioned by a state medical board or hospital because he's getting better survival and much lower cost to heal something.
Well, in our country, they get paid for keeping us ill. I understand
exactly.
In those Oriental countries, they get paid for results.
Right. It's an illness-based system. The business model of medicine is obscene here. And because I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes and other health conditions, which I have, and I'm going to start publishing, the amount of discoveries I've made for one doctor is pretty monumental. Now, I haven't published it all because I got persecuted right from the start when I started working on diabetes and toxicology with UCLA and other things. And I can tell you, most of the results of what I've done, including working with Jim Hedgecock on the first to map out an objective technology, which FDA approved in 97, which I improved with EMG in 2000, and did studies for the Department of Motor Vehicles and the state of Colorado, they don't want this technology. They don't want you to extending human life. They don't want you reversing disease at a fraction of the cost. They don't want you eliminating cancer. For example, I believe the new treatments of biotechnology and immunotherapy combined with our nutraceuticals, we can conquer most cancers without doing what we call paint-by-number chemo or radiation treatment. But remember, it's a big industry. The average person,
yes, you're absolutely
the average
right.
person that the average person that gets cancer generates $1.3 million to the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, there's a lot surrounding it that would a lot of business surrounding that. You know, cancer that would suffer yeah. would go
exactly.
out of business if
yeah. Okay,
you didn't
listen.
Have to
contact
them.
Me, Nancy. I gotta
okay.
get
Thank
back
you
to our guest
much.
Here. So, Ryan, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we had some callers there, so we're good. I want to talk about some of our approaches. One of the things that people should understand is you need bioavailable nutrients. You need them delivered over a long period of time, so they have to have that we call biological delivery curve. They need to be activated so that they don't need to be activated by an inability of a person because of their age and genetics or toxins that will block that conversion. And they need to be in a form that's not a toxic form. In other words, it can't be an industrial chemical. It must be something that's biologically acceptable to the body and physiology. I got a call recently about someone who was taking Longevity, And they were making in their comment to me that they realized a lot of the names of many of the components in the Longevity 94 minerals and vitamins sounded like they were industrial chemicals, because they are. They're not biologically active nutrients delivered in a special form like our minerals or protein amino acid chelates, or the idea that you're going to have activated forms of nutrients like BioLVR that's activated B6, B12, and folic acid to support things like tetrahydrobiopterin to make nitric oxide, which works with Supernox to keep your blood pressure down and improve perfusion, or things like brain mangan combine that are going to calm down the central nervous system and stop seizure activity in the limbic system for bipolar depression or PTSD or, you know, things like that, or things that protect against oxidative stress in the blood vessel wall, like Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin, or VeinAway, which is diosmin of the right nanoparticle size that's going to reverse vascular disease, whether it's venous or arterial, like deep vein thrombosis, vasculitis, like retinitis, arteritis nodosum, which can cause blindness or seizure activity or brain damage. So, you know, people need to understand when you take inferior products that are not in the activated form or biologically delivery, like our Nutrichala is the only long-acting form of ALA with all the different isomers that's going to maintain fat and water-soluble antioxidants for an extended period of time. I mean, the average person that would go years ago into a clinic and get a shot of alpha-lipoic acid don't realize it lasts less than a half an hour. You know, our nutraceuticals are pretty phenomenal, aren't they?
I think they're probably the best in the world.
You know? I'm going to, because we only have a minute or so left here, I want you to
issues, kind of, as you say, the bioavailability that needs to be taken care of, and, you know, in comparison to what consumers, you know, have access to, this is, you know, it's the top level.
So we're going to be on break in a minute, but I want you to mention a product that you think we need to talk about today, and then we'll get into it right after the break.
Let's see, A product. You know what? I think that A product would be good that if we talked about, actually, Nutrichala. I think that we haven't talked about that.
We haven't talked about it. I thought maybe we would grab a hold of that. Nutrichala. This is an extremely important product, not just for diabetics, but anybody under oxidative stress, anybody with risk of vascular disease, anybody who's worried about dementia, inflammatory changes. Nutrichala is real important, isn't it?
It is absolutely one of the best.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We'll be right back. FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
What makes it unique is its bioavailability, which you were just talking about, other minerals and, you know, things that people take that just aren't getting in there and doing the job. So alpha-lipoic acid is one of the most well-researched substances that that we know about. But what most people don't know is it's got a very short half-life, 27 minutes. So that means if you're not going to take alpha-lipoic acid, say, every hour and a half to 2 hours, you're starting to lose the benefit of what it can do in your body pretty quickly. And so that's why alpha-lipoic acid in many supplements often leaves people frustrated, like it doesn't do what they thought it was going to do. And so the breakthrough with using the Nutritral is it's a patented controlled release formula, and so it allows the 600 milligrams that's in each tablet to slowly release, so you get a half-life that's close to 80 minutes, and it allows it to be bathing your body anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, depending on just your personal metabolism. And that gives you the length of time where your body can really use it in the way it needs to as an antioxidant, quenching and scavenging free radicals. But it also, we know it's very powerful in the way that it's a regulator of insulin and glucose and the damage that can be caused by those substances. And we also know it's a very powerful, what we call NRF2 activator. So that's a communication pathway in our cells that allow our cells to better identify, like, what's going on, what does it need to do, and choose the right weapons to defend itself or to help regulate itself. Meaning those weapons, usually if you just want to take this, you know, the top three things that it's doing, alpha-lipoic acid will help the cell to determine if it needs to regulate inflammatory pathways. Does it need to upregulate detoxification pathways, specifically phase 2 detoxification? Because all those things that come into your body that you've got to biotransform and get out are critical that phase 2 is up to snuff so that it can do the job. And number three, it can stimulate the production of the body's own antioxidant systems, including things like glutathione, which is the most powerful antioxidant our body makes.
Right, exactly. And, of course, glutathione support, we often will give that with cell detox glutathione and selenium in the Minerals Plus the other minerals, copper, zinc, etc. So when you start taking our combinations, you start to support the process. For example, if you've got, say, rheumatoid arthritis, it means you have Mycoplasma hominis, so you want to take Allicin Med to knock the mycoplasma out. You want to get rid of the free radicals with Nutritral and cell detox glutathione. And you want to heal the joint, which means you want to be taking Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, and Joint Performance. You might add also Mountain Red Velvet, but you start off with, again, Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, Joint Performance, and you start to heal that. So the process is get rid of the stealth pathogens, get rid of the free radicals, and the cytokines that are driving the whole inflammatory process, and finally provide the nutrients to rebuild the tissue and joint. So,
absolutely.
Ryan, let's, what's your next pick?
Well, I try to think of them in my mind. So some of the ones we haven't talked about for a while, but I can't help myself to not go after the shakes because they're such a big part of anybody's trying to do, you know, a more.
So, exactly, yeah. In fact, what I have for breakfast support. And lunch is those shakes. I have 5 ounces of my combo shake in the morning.
I do the combination kind of like what you like to do, too. I usually take a scoop and a half of, like, life support, and I mix it with a scoop of glycemic meal. I just like the way that it works together and tastes. And so I'm working on, you know, just detoxification pathways with life support, gut health, you know, balancing inflammation pathways in the body, and just getting a whole host of really good nutrients, including lots of antioxidants and different beneficial components that help with hormone regulation. But at the same time, I've added in the glycemic meal, which I know you like doing, because it's got special components in there that help blunt the glycemic response to the foods that we're going to eat throughout the day. And it's fueling the body with really unique substances like patented forms of cinnamon, alpha lipoic acid that we just kind of talked about, the green tea, NC2, which is a very unique compound that helps with carbohydrate digestion. And so, anyway, I love the shakes because...
Yeah, in fact, the glycemic contains that component. It used to be separate as carbo block, but we found it was much better to give them that plus many other components in the glycemics that works. And by the way, glycemics will not raise your blood sugar. I've heard one person say, they thought it raised their blood sugar. No, it's not possible. You're going to lower insulin resistance. You're going to slow carbohydrate absorption dramatically for all carbos. Glycemics is fantastic. It's part of my drink in the morning. I take Glycemics, Ageless Life Support, NutriComplete, etc. Mix it together. That's my breakfast.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm going to go back to a basic, too. Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. Why are these so superior to every other person's vitamins? Like when I got this call from this gentleman, email, that he was getting tired of taking, you know, the 94 plus nutrients from Youngevity, which are garbage. And why is Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus so superior? Well, it's all activated forms of the vitamins that are biologically acceptable and extremely long absorption periods, extremely high absorption. And metabolically jump over any gene SNPs or polymorphisms to convert them, plus any blockades that are caused by heavy metals or other toxins that will block conversion. And then these minerals are in a protein amino acid chelate, so it's the best technology we know to bring minerals into your tissue. So, you know, there really is no way to compete with this because no other company provides this. So let's talk about Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus. And by the way, these minerals are in the Life Support, which I consider, you know, our premier kind of starter formula. So when I make my drinks in the morning, I put Life Support, Ageless, Glycemix, Nutri-Complete, and I added some other things to it too, you know, like I put in the, you know, a few other things like the oils. In fact, so let's talk about this. What, you know, why is it so important to take at least one a day of these vitamin minerals?
Well, and I like that you bring up Vitamin Mineral Max because it's so foundational, but it's so easily it's overlooked, or people just take any kind of multi, and they're just like, well, they're all pretty much the same. I mean, they look generally the same on the label. What would I know? And I think I would refer back to at least 5 years ago when you said, when you take something like Vitamin Mineral Max, and you take another, you know, multivitamin mineral formulas, what you often will notice is it's almost like a cellular handshake. You just can feel the difference in your energy, your ability to handle stress, the way your day goes, many other aspects. And then when you take it away, you're kind of like, you know, I'm not clicking like I normally would. And it's like, that's called bioavailable nutrients. Now, normally I would say you're certainly going to be able to get these from your diet. And when I say normally, I mean when you're eating kind of in the old days where it's not fast food, it's not sugar laden, it's not hydrogenated, it's organic, it's all those things. And the food really was delivering these great minerals into your body and nutrients that you needed.
I don't think even that was delivering enough, though. I think it was better because we didn't have dead soil. But I don't think even 100 years ago when...
We certainly aren't bombarded by, as we all know, in the last, you know, 150 years, the chemical saturation that exists in our world now. And the stress that's put upon our body, you can't even eat just an organic diet and offset the onslaught of free radicals and damaging chemicals that we're constantly going to breathe in, no matter where you are. And That's why you've got to go with a really good, strong multivitamin mineral every single day, because people are learning about genetic SNP. They're learning about, you know, the need for methylated folate. They're realizing that their bodies do have a lot of these kind of hiccups, and it's causing, over time, long-term challenges. Well, it doesn't make any sense that you immediately go and say, I've got to use, you know, let's just say it's a methylation formula, when you're not using a multivitamin that's built with the same forms of activated B vitamins and albion-chelated minerals and things like that to support the bioavailability in the first place. So it's an excellent platform. Everybody should be using it. And then you layer in on top those special.
Yeah, you layer in other things on top of that. For example, life support or...
Yeah, depending on what's going on.
Another one I want to talk about is Allicin Med. And most people don't realize stealth pathogens are a major driver for pretty well most disease. I'll give you an example. Periodontal disease, nanoparticles around your gums. Vascular disease, nanobacteria, along with heavy metals and free iron. Dementia. A lot of people don't realize 28% of the people with dementia at Cornell University, published 6 years ago in New York, that they grow viruses in their brain tissue. I mean, this gentleman that died a few weeks ago in Utah, there was an elderly person, and his caregiver got a Zika virus. He died of Zika growing in his brain. He had multiple encephalopathy. When you start taking things like Allicin Med, one of the first things it's going to do is it's going to prevent you from getting any RNA viruses or any other pathogens growing in your tissues, including fungi, Mycoplasma hominis, which can trigger off if you have HLA B27, rheumatoid arthritis, and it's going to knock off pathogens that can give you chronic sinus infections, periodontal disease, or vascular disease. So, for example, a lot of people think, well, how's Allicin Med going to stop vascular disease? They don't understand that the nanobacteria oxidize with the presence of free iron and heavy metals in your body. If you have gutta percha, it's cadmium. And if you have too much chicken in your diet and it's non-organic food that fed those chicken, they're going to have arsenic. And that oxidizes cholesterol and fatty acids, so you end up with macrophages eating these oxidized globules of fat and trans fats. And they die and form foam cells, which is the nidus of a plaque, which eventually calcifies. So if you get a high-speed CT scan, which is the most accurate way of determining if you have vascular disease, you'll see you got calcified little plaques, spots all over the place, usually at bifurcation of blood vessels. So, you know, the medical profession doesn't want to tell you we know the cause of heart disease, but the solution is not to take Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, or blood thinning agents. And if you want a blood thinning agent, you want something simple like nattokinase or a cardiovascular that has ginkgo, you want to have things like Omega Supreme that thin your blood out, so that's why you have to stop it 4 days before you have surgery. You shouldn't be on an omega fatty acid, because just taking Omega Supreme, a soft gel twice a day, or especially Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin, it protects your blood vessel walls from oxidative damage, the small vessels in your eye, the vessels to your kidney, and things like vein away. So, Allicin Med, let's talk about this for a minute, because I think it should be a daily regime where people take at least one a day, you know, to keep the Zika away. How's that? Take one a day to keep the Zika away. But it's going to keep a lot more away than just Zika. It'll keep, you know, Helicobacter pylori that can cause ulcers and esophagitis and hiatal hernia. It'll cause dysbiosis to go away, which is anaerobes in your lower gut that can give you diverticulosis. It's going to stop a lot of stuff so you don't directly connect that can be caused by the presence of stealth pathogens. Right? Even things like herpes zoster, for example. Most people are like, herpes zoster sitting there since you were a 10-year-old, and it's just waiting for you to have an immune suppression enough. It'll bubble up from the pericardium or the nerve cell body to your skin and burst out and cause massive painful ulcers on your skin. And as you're taking Allicin Med every day, that virus never bubbles up from your pericardium and you never have an outbreak. People don't know that. They think, well, I want to have the herpes virus vaccine. Herpes zoster? Forget it. Take your Allicin Med every day. You'll suppress the recurrence of herpes type 1 and 2, oral or sexual herpes virus. Papillomaviruses, if you get an abnormal pap, start taking Allicin Med, and guess what? Your pap smear will turn normal again. People say, you're kidding. No, it's due to a papillomavirus causing DNA changes. And if you just go back and do a acetic acid scrape and a spray on the endocervix and actually do a biopsy of anything that looks funky down there with a colposcopy, you'll say, my gosh, it's normal. That's because we've suppressed and killed off the intracellular viruses like papillomavirus that causes pap smear changes that can cause cancer of the cervix. You know, people don't get it. It's real simple. Take an Allicin Med to keep the Zika away, plus a lot of other stuff. So what's in it? Why is it so much better? It's 200 milligrams more than Allimed. Again. And it also is half the price, which is good. 200 milligrams more than Allimed and half the price.
Yeah. And, you know, garlic, that's, you know, what we should refer to, right? Garlic's one of these timeless nutrients that we know has the ability to do amazing things for our immune system, work as an antioxidant, protect our body in so many different place, but as you're saying, weird viruses, viral loads, things like that, this is one of the like kind of nature's great all-time kill agents.
And by the way, it's not like drugs.
When it comes to viruses, I think that many people, really, they have the subtlety of a virus in their body. But as you say, you get worn down enough, stressed out enough, don't eat well enough, and it's going to percolate, and it's going to show up. And you're going to, more and more we're hearing drug resistance. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. Well, not only that, the antivirals they do have are so deadly, too.
Harness nature to kill things.
Exactly.
This is Allison Med.
Right, the viruses, the antiviral drugs that we have are very deadly. I mean, many of them will cause liver failure or seizures or other nasty things. The virus, for example, that causes asthma, persisting in the basket cells in the lungs and the respiratory bronchioles, is rhinovirus, which is a cold virus, subclass 3. You can actually measure it now. We now know that chronic viremia, that stealth or subclinical, is the primary cause of asthma. Isn't that interesting? And we give people Silver 100 to spray, but we also give them Allison Med. And they take, a capsule twice a day or one a day. Their asthma goes away. They say, well, what? You mean the chronic sinuses disappear? They don't have, chronic sinus drainage and pulsing drainage to the bronchi and respiratory bronchioles. Their airways literally suppress the presence of the virus, which also drops the levels of leukotriene B4 and D4. These long-acting leukotrienes are the trigger for asthma. So we give simple things like this, and you don't have to give toxic drugs, because if the doctor gives you anything, they're going to give an antibiotic that works against a very narrow range of, say, gram-positive or gram-negative bacteria. It's not going to cover mycobacteria, fungi, and viruses, but Allison Med will. It covers all of these, and it doesn't destroy your normal probiotic bacteria in your lower gut. It just kills the bad guys that don't belong there. Interesting, eh? I wish I had these tools when I was first in practice in 1980 after my residency in family internal medicine. I look back and I'm thinking, if I could visit the Dr. Bill of that day and provide all these tools for him, like the bones from the 21st century going back to the early version of bones, it would be neat. He would be like the most dangerous doctor on the block. All his patients would get better. All his colleagues would be enraged. The State Board of Examiners would be out of their mind. Why are you not using all these drugs? Our drug company reps are calling us. You're not selling their drugs. What do you think would happen, Ryan? What do you think would happen? Well, I think we lost our connection with Ryan, but I'll tell you what I think would happen. Very first thing would happen, you'd have happier patients. Second thing would happen is we'd have very unhappy college of physicians and surgeons in a province of Alberta or a state board of examiners, and they would be hauling my tush into the offices to face their panel of knuckleheads that would be enraged that I'm not providing toxic polypharmacy to treat illnesses and enrich the drug companies that are supporting the medical schools, the medical boards, and doctors that have got massive incomes by maintaining total control. So, Ryan, what do you think would happen if Dr. Deagle got to visit the early Dr. Deagle and give all the NutriMed tools we have now? I think we'd have happy patients and very unhappy state boards of examiners, wouldn't we?
I would think so.
And, by the way, when I go there, I'm not impressed by the fact that they get 10 or 12 doctors that think they're so qualified. I like to ask questions, even if I'm sitting face-to-face to these knuckleheads, which I've done in the past. And when I go to court, the other side quivers in their boots, no matter how many they are or how senior their attorneys are. They're terrified of Deagle, and they should be. I'm not exactly a wimping flower. I don't wimp out on this stuff. I got 3 medical legal cases right now cooking, by the way. So Dr. Deagle has lots of stuff. I have skill sets. 3 legal cases right now, believe it or not, and there are various places in the country. So, Ryan, do you want to do another pick, or do you want me to pull one out for you that I think is really important?
Go ahead. Do you want to pick?
Yeah, I can give a couple recommendations. I want to talk about thyroid and adrenal. A lot of people don't realize these two horses. If your adrenals are screwed up, your thyroid's probably screwed up. Now, do you think that the average doctor or even endocrinologist knows how to diagnose this? Hell no. And I can make it very simple in less than probably 3 minutes what you need to do. Firstly, for adrenal function, the best test is a QRMA. Next is to do a saliva test through directlabs.com and get a saliva that goes off to Genova Labs or Doctor's Data, and they actually analyze your hormones and diurnal pattern at different time points during the day. They measure DHEA, which is a pre-hormone, melatonin, which pops out little beep every 180 minutes, a big beep before you go to sleep, and then cortisol. And if you have high cortisol, you're not going to sleep at night. If your cortisol is high in the morning and drops off slowly during the day, that's normal. But if your cortisol is into orbit, you're not going to sleep. You're going to have hypercortisolemic-induced insomnia. So you might need brain making calm mind during the day to start calming your nervous system and achieve a normal diurnal pattern. Most people don't realize the primary driver of hypertension is fight-or-flight reaction in your CNS. So you don't need, quote, a cardiac drug to lower your blood pressure. You need a CNS nutraceutical, brain mag and calm mind. So if you're wired up and your blood pressure is off into orbit, you don't need a central acting alpha blocker like clonidine or a beta blocker. You need calm mind brain mag during the day, and you need a double dose before you go to bed at night. And you need other things like arposanol or mood elevator and things to calm your adrenals like adrenal support, DHEA and pregnenolone cream on your upper abdomen. You may need thyroid support with metathyroid, which is thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. Minerals Plus for the minerals to deiodinate, and Neutrodyne, our monoatomic iodine. So a lot of people don't realize the vast majority of the population are either type 1, which means they have anti-thyroid antibodies and anti-microsomal, but 30 times more likely or more, they have type 2 hypothyroidism, which is hypometabolic caused by insulin resistance, and their levels of reverse thyroid hormone are elevated because they're not doing a 5' deiodination, they're doing a 5. And that 5 deiodination actually blocks their metabolism. The best way to pick it up, start, is just to measure your core body temperature. If your core temperature before you twitch your muscles and get up and move around in the morning is low, you're hypometabolic. You're going to get fat. You're going to get dyslipidemia. You are hypothyroid, and you're going to be at risk of dementia, neuropathies, and all kinds of complications of being hypothyroid. And the vast majority of the population, everybody who's hypertensive, everybody who's obese, everybody has elevated blood insulin level, which I'm certain out there, if you ask your doctor, oh, well, then people go off and say, well, my doctor's measured my fasting blood sugar. I said, no, stop. Did they measure your fasting blood insulin? Do you know how many milliunits of insulin is normal fasting into our PC? What's your insulin glucose tolerance test? Did they ever do it? And they go blank. Because the doctor doesn't even know about it that it's possible. Now, I teach doctors every week all over the world how to properly test these things, and it's easy as hell to do it. But if your doctor doesn't know and isn't willing to be taught, get the hell away from them and get to a doctor who wants to learn functional medicine and take care of you. But the treatment is not synthetic thyroid or drugs like cortisol, okay, or fluorocortisol, because they have fluorinated cortisol too, they'll give you. It's nutraceuticals. And if we give you the right nutraceuticals and we go back and test you with a QRMA or the saliva test or the blood test measuring free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3, which both LabCorp and Quest can do, or the other labs, then you have to understand, if you don't properly test, you don't know. Measure twice, cut once. Ask the doctors, did they actually measure this? Is the patient's core temperature normal or below normal? The vast majority of people who have all kinds of health problems are all hypometabolic. They're all hypothyroid. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, like a snowball.
Oh, yeah, and people say, there's not that many hypothyroid to say. Well, let me tell you, I would say the vast majority of adults are hypothyroid. Everybody who's pre-diabetic, obese, hypertensive, polycystic ovarian syndrome, insomniac, there's a whole range of things that will present as a sentinel symptom to tell you they got it. You know, and people say, that can't be. I said, my doctor's a good doctor. He's a nice guy. He may be a nice guy if you go golfing with him or have dinner. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. There's a big difference. Now, it's not to be insulting. You can teach your doctor by saying, well, I have a doctor I've listened to who actually can show you some new technology you can incorporate in your practice and make you look real smart, because you will be, if you actually start doing some functional medicine and stop prescribing drugs, but actually measuring that your patients are hypoadrenal and have an abnormal adrenal curve during the day and are hypothyroid, hypometabolic. And most of them, by the way, do not have antithyroid antibodies or antimicrosomal antibodies. They're hypometabolic because they have type 2 hypothyroidism, which is associated with insulin resistance, elevated glucagon, elevated cortisol, decreased adrenal function, and elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone. And if you don't test it, you don't know.
Are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back and let's pick. We got a little short segment here. I'm going to pick up one more. I want to pick up berberstatin. Berberstatin is neat because it's like a chimera. It gets rid of Helicobacter pylori and yeast in your gut and your esophagus. It kills off all kinds of dysbiotic bacteria from stem to stern, but it also lowers glucagon level in your liver. Which, by the way, it's not just insulin that causes trouble in your blood sugar. If your liver is pumping out tons of sugar through the one carbon pathway, converting protein into sugar, you're going to have troubles. So you got to lower the levels not only of insulin by taking things like our diabetoline and biotin plus and minerals plus. It has the minerals that help to lower insulin resistance. But you need to take berberstatin, which does all these kind of cool things. In other words, everybody who's overweight, everybody who's diabetic, not only has thyroid and adrenal problems, they all have dysbiosis. And berberstatin is part of that solution, but it also lowers glucagon. It's the best agent to lower overproduction of glucagon by the liver, where the liver goes into overdrive and tries to make sugar. So I've talked to diabetics all the time, year after year, and they say, Dr. Deagle, when I go to bed at night and test my sugar, it's not too bad. It's a little elevated, but, you know, I've been sticking to my diet. Get up in the morning, and it's double the highest level it was at night. I'm thinking, I didn't eat anything overnight. I didn't get up and wander around and, you know, sleepwalk and decide to stuff my face. I said, that's because your liver is stuffing your face. And they laugh. So tell us about berberstatin. Why is it important for diabetics and anybody with dyslipidemias to kind of tame their liver?
Well,
Oops, I think we've lost your connection with Ryan.
Hey, well, no, I'm there. Dr. Bell, sorry. As you were saying, the dibetylene, this is going to be, you know, as people are starting to see that their waistline is expanding, triglycerides are going up, which is a sign that something's gone wrong there.
Well, your liver is also responding. The liver makes triglyceride, which is glycerol molecule with three fatty acids. Triglyceride is called fat. And, of course, as you lower glucagon, also what happens is the body converts protein into sugar, and then it converts the sugar to fatty acids in the liver, so you get hypertriglyceridemia that can cause fatty liver, which can cause a hepatitis, and you can die of it, believe it or not, liver failure caused by elevated glucagon. So a lot of people are getting fatty liver. If you give them berberstatin, it'll reverse that.
And the interesting thing is they put themselves in a real tough spot, you know, just not even knowing how bad their diet may be challenging their liver, as you're saying, with high glucose levels and so forth. And then at the same time, then they may be adding in things that are very liver toxic, you know, a lot of NSAIDs and so forth. And so that's one of those reasons why I think
they're taking a lot of non-steroidals over the counter from their doc, in other words.
Because the body's been so stressed out under so many other circumstances that it's got no room for error.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big deal. Now, the problem is their family doctor may look superficially, oh, your liver enzymes are a little elevated, but nothing really bad. But your triglycerides, your fat's a little high, but we're not going to do anything about it. Just cut out fatty meals. Cutting out fat is not the right thing to lower triglycerides. Cutting out rapidly absorbed sugar in a lower glycemic diet is going to help a lot. But you're metabolically been going on for years with elevated glucagon levels, so overnight your liver is converting protein into fatty sugar and then sugar into fatty acids. You got to fix the metabolism problem. You know, I get a kick out of it when they think somehow, you know, all you got to do is cut out fat. And fat actually is probably one of the best things you can eat if you're diabetic. Right?
The world's on its head.
Excellent. Ryan, I think, are you here next week?
I am gone next week.
That's right. I thought you. I didn't see you on the schedule. I think you're here the week after, so enjoy the summer. I think we're back on August the 8th, believe it or not. We're flying into August. It's amazing. Labor Day is going to be just a little over a month away, which is our huge sale, a big Labor Day sale. We'll be back in a moment with Hour 3 with Tim Alexander, the Tim, and we're going to do an autopsy of what's going on the Demoncratic National Convention, the land of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.